I am also like that. My policy is don't ask, don't tell. But if you ask, I'm going to tell. You open the door? Okay. Prahlad said, of the different processes recommended for disentanglement from material life, the one personally explained and accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be considered all perfect. That process is the performance of duties by which love for the Supreme Lord develops. Here is such a nice statement by Prahlad. So there are different processes for liberation. But Prahlad says, but the one personally explained and accepted by God himself. So, Kamlesh, what book would that be? Bhagavad Gita. It's spoken by God. So that's why Prabhupada said, this is the best book. We don't have time to read all the Vedic literatures. Therefore, Prabhupada said, then just read one book, Bhagavad Gita. And if you can't read the whole, what verse? One verse. Sarvadhaman paritya mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang dvang sarvapapevyo moksha yashami. Just need one verse. I read last year that Gita Mahatmya, and it says, even at the time of death, you remember a quarter of a verse. Even a quarter of the verse, you can be delivered. Hari Bol is right. But you should at least do the whole verse. Everybody should know Sarvadhamman. Because I know what's going to happen at the time of death. If we can't remember Sarvadhamman, someone's going to say, what? You've been chanting it all this time and you can't remember? Yes. One must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master. And in the association of saintly persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet and worship the deity of the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Shastra and Guru. One should always remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his localized representation as Paramatma, who is situated in the core of every living entity's heart. Thus, one should offer respect to every living entity according to that living entity's position or manifestation. Same thing reminds me of what Lord Shiva told Sati, that he is not offering respects to the person who identifies with the body. He's offering respects to Krishna in the heart of that body. Remember, that's who we're offering obeisances to. By these activities, one is able to cut down the influences of the six enemies. ISIS? No. Here are the six enemies. Lust. Wait. Anger. There you go. Illusion. Madness. Jealousy. So these are the enemies. This is also what Prahlad told his father. Because in the school, they were trying to teach him about who are your friends and who are your enemies. And Prahlad said, no, this is all nonsense. Here are the real enemies. Like Hiranyakashipu thought Lord Vishnu was his enemy. That's why he was seeking revenge. Because Vishnu had killed his brother Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyakashipu had so much, he wanted to revenge. He promised that he would find Lord Vishnu and kill him to avenge the death of his brother. But he could not find because Lord Vishnu had hidden himself until Prahlad made him appear. When Hiranyakashipu said, where is your God? And Prahlad said, my God is? And Hiranyakashipu said, oh, Prahlad, this is nonsense. Okay, is he in this pillar? Yes. And to keep the words of Prahlad intact, Lord Nrisimha appeared. Now he'll have his chance to kill God. But who won? Prahlad? Well, he didn't fight. Lord Nrisimhadev won. Lord Nrisimha. Prahlad just was there. Hiranyakashipu was fighting Lord Nrisimha. When thus situated, one can render service to the Lord. In this way, one surely attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is situated in devotional service is certainly the controller of the senses, and thus is a liberated person. When such a liberated person, the pure devotee, hears of the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord's incarnations for the performance of various pastimes, one's hair stands on end, tears fall from the eyes, and in one's spiritual realization, one's voice falters. Sometimes one very openly dances, sometimes one sings loudly, and sometimes one cries. Thus one expresses transcendental jubilation. You will see verses like this several times throughout Bhagavatam, because this is the symptom of the Mahabhagavat, that as soon as the pure devotee is in contact with the Lord, then these manifestations of ecstasy are there. And Lord Chaitanya's Guru Ishwarapuri quoted a similar verse from the 11th canto and told him, this is the essence of the Bhagavatam, that by hearing, chanting, one exhibits these transcendental ecstatic emotions. When a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, he or she laughs and very loudly chants about the qualities of the Lord. Sometimes one sits to perform meditations and offers respects to every living entity, considering one to be a devotee of the Lord. Constantly breathing very heavily, one becomes careless of social etiquette and loudly chants like a madman, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The devotee is then freed from all material contamination because one constantly thinks of the Lord's pastimes and because one's mind and body have been converted to spiritual qualities. Because of intense devotional service, one's ignorance, material consciousness, and all kinds of material desires are completely burnt to ashes. This is the stage at which one can achieve shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Today I got a glimpse of this. I spent the morning and good part of the day just trying to become absorbed in chanting and reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And after several hours, I could notice, just like it says, all kinds of material desires are completely burnt to ashes. So Lord Chaitanya emphasizes hearing and chanting. How much? As much as possible. You cannot, it is impossible to do too much hearing and chanting. It's not possible. If you do too much hearing and chanting, what happens? Hari Bol! Just like it's not possible to be too humble. Oh, Prabhu, I'm humble. No. You can be more humble. Yes. So you cannot overdose on hearing and chanting. You can eat too many samosas. Yes. But you cannot eat too much. Like that opening verse of the Bhagavatam, Pibbata. Bhagavatam is drunk through the ears. So drink as much Bhagavatam as you can. Drink it. Don't worry. The ear is an amazing sense. The ear can hear vibration after vibration after vibration. Never gets full. Goes on hearing. So we should try to hear spiritual subject matter, the holy name, Bhagavatam, as much as possible every day. As much. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.